It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Chasing Evil. It's Chris Gotsick, and we're doing something completely different today. I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. Got a call last night from Scotty in the Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force. Why don't you come down, because we're going out looking for a guy who's wanted for an attempted murder. Once we tell you what he did, it's shocking that it's only attempted murder. I'm amazed the guy actually didn't die in this shooting. And we're going to follow along and see what happens today. We have no idea. So we've just arrived at the briefing for today. It will be conducted by Dave, who's a deputy U.S. Marshal. And at the briefing will be the SWAT team, the investigators, and you'll hear reference to the ACT team, or anti-crime team. They're a street crime unit, and they'll be helping with the operation today.
As far as criminal history, just really narcotics. Every time he's been stopped, there's been like a gun in the car, but I don't think he's ever been charged with a gun. But everything involvement that we have on him, it's some kind of gun involved, whether he's charged or not. His charges currently are attempted murder. There is a warrant for attempted murder on it. Description of the residence, it's a one-story brick residence we're passing around. The door is kind of in the one side. You see it's a little uphill to it. That I think even in that sedan that's in there is, I think that's still the mom's vehicle. It's probably still parked there. He did say, did he say it was there? He said the two broken down
cars that are normally there. I don't think the Camry's there.
Camry's there, so it's not there yet. So they're set. Team rolls up. Want the vehicle in the parking lot or the driveway or whatever. Go ahead and pinch them in. Get on that siren. What we say in 5 seconds, the siren and blue lights. Announce, 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 and everybody come out, come out, come out. As they come out, the rest of the act and whatever will bring them up to Linda. They'll link up and they'll take them into custody. We'll pass them off. If nobody comes out, then we'll just continue to call out, call out, call out. And at some point, the big boss will make the decision to breach and we'll roll from there. Once we get in, I mean, it's slow clear. There's no here. I know there's going to be dope. We're not worried about the dope. Possibility of multiple people and multiple weapons. So we'll take our time, deploy deltas if needed.
We want to just go ahead and get suited up and all that, and we'll continue to refine our plan as the bad guys have the biggest say in this. It could go quick, or we could be sitting for an hour or so watching.
So we've left the briefing, and we've driven toward the suspect's house. And what are we doing right now?
We're actually conducting surveillance on the residence we believe he's at. We are watching it. We got everybody on standby. We briefed everybody. And we are just waiting till we see a potential of the target or somebody's at the house so we can go up and attempt to make contact.
So we have a second to bring everybody up to speed.
Okay. So on January 31st, around 10 o'clock at night, the suspect was in the Wavaho gas station here in Huntsville, in North Huntsville. And the victim walked into the store and walked behind the suspect. You could tell they looked at each other for a brief moment. The victim walked past the suspect, went into the store. Almost immediately after he walked by him, the suspect pulls out a gun and starts shooting at the victim.
I thought he shot the gun maybe three times.
Yeah, he shot 12 rounds. This particular gun that was used, we believed, was a Glock handgun, and he modified it with a switch to make it fully auto. He hit the victim twice out of those 12 rounds, and he immediately collapsed straight down to the ground.
Silver Hyundai, I believe, just pulled into the target address. No tent. There's a passenger getting out. Stand by.
As Scotty said, we're sitting surveillance, so it may kick off any time.
Yep. So the victim immediately fell to the ground. He's paralyzed at this point from the waist down.
The older gentleman.
The day is February 10th today. We got the warrant a couple of days ago.
I just caught that car pulling up. It looks like it pulled into...
Extraordinary.
So he drops to the ground. The shooter grabs something on the counter and he runs. And we should mention the shooter had his face covered up to his, pretty much his nose and his eyes.
Yeah, he had like a COVID mask on, it appeared, and then he had a hoodie that was pulled up over his head.
Because when the victim walked in, he and the suspect kind of looked at each other. The suspect didn't acknowledge each other.
Well, they knew each other. It was obvious because the victim's the one that told him who shot him. So, they knew each other. Definitely knew each other.
But he didn't act like if you saw somebody that you thought was about to shoot you, you wouldn't just walk by them.
No. I don't know what their issue was, what was going on, and why this occurred.
Right. Yeah. Want to talk about
Yesterday we were conducting surveillance on the house, and we noticed at least four males there. About three of them matched the description. We could never get an ID on him. They were all wearing hoodies, all pulled up. To us, it appeared they were doing drug deals from the house. So we were watching cars come and go. People would come out to the car, looked like there was an exchange at the window, and then they would leave. Mind you, it was 70 degrees yesterday, and they were all in hoodies, and you could not see their faces. So they were up to no good, it appeared,
right.
But we don't know. So, normally with a drug trade, there's guns involved. There's a possible Glock with a switch on it. So we decided to wait.
Black male, gray hoodie, black jeans, white shoes. Not the target, but it looks like going in the garage area right now. He came up in the Honda Accord. His parked in front of about 28 away or so. He knocked on the door and someone did. He raised the garage. Someone from the inside did let him in. He's inside now.
10-4. So we decided it was getting dark. We came back this morning. Today is Friday, February the 10th, I believe. We talked to the investigator. There's a lot of concern with these Glock switches going around nationwide.
You said this was a bit of an epidemic of these switches.
Yeah, they use this switch to convert the Glock to a fully auto, and we're seeing more and more shootings with these. This is one of the first I recall. I'm sure there's more, but yeah, it's a growing problem. Inside the store, obviously, when he shot 12 rounds. Two hit his intended victim, but there was the clerk was in the store. There was other patrons in the store. It's getting out of hand. Luckily, nobody else was hit when he was shooting it. It was completely looked like it was out of control when he was shooting.
So if he knew that the victim was probably going to be able to identify him, why do you think he's still in Huntsville?
We can't ever be 100% he's here, right? He may not have the means to get out of Huntsville, or he may think, part of the guy may not have snitched on him, that he may not have recognized him. We don't know why. So we're hoping that he's still here. We never know. That's why we do the surveillance and use the techniques we do to try to determine if he's still here. So based off what we saw yesterday with the drug dealing and the shooting with the Glock switch, and it's known that people that deal dope are in the drug game, they most of the time are armed when they're doing this. So based off what we saw yesterday and what we observed, we thought it was best to call in the SWAT team, get a search warrant for the residence, and just we're in that process now. We're doing surveillance, waiting for the search warrant to get signed. And when we see something we like, we'll go ahead and call the SWAT team in, and they'll execute the search warrant.
So we're sitting at that surveillance point that Scotty mentioned earlier. So it seems there's some activity at the house.
Tell the ACT team to get ready.
When that vehicle leaves, we need to stop once they're out of the area.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, front door is open.
Not yet. Okay. I can't really tell exactly what it is. It looks like a small
mid-size
white.
white car.
That's all I can really tell right now. Yeah. I'm going to try to tail it as soon as it leaves. I'm going to try to keep a visual on it as long as I can so y'all can get behind it.
Yeah.
Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s and play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. The thrill is endless, with new chapters added weekly, allowing you to not only enjoy the detective adventure, but also to personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
They're ready to roll. That was Josh, the canine, with that privacy fence going all the way. It kind of changed their plans.
There is a privacy going on.
Yep, you can see.
Oh,
that.
I see it. Dang it.
I just don't know. I can't tell if it stops there.
And I told them I didn't want them too far this way because now they're in our line of fire. So I just told them they're going to park in that driveway. It is what it is. Get out and either hang tight right there and be able to see, or just come in and go into the backyards to get it. I mean, that'll be their call. I think, so if he does run out, he's probably going to either run one way or the other. If he jumps, please jump the fence. I mean, then we've got you. So
yeah.
I didn't want them pushing up too far here. Now they're in.
In our sector.
Is that car still there?
Yes, sir.
I think somebody's in there buying dope right now. We're going to get them. Act team's going to pull them over and interview them.
Becker, are you on target? All right, I'm trying to stretch my battery out. That way, since you're on the house, you stay on the house. I will follow the car as long as he leaves sometime soon before I have to return for my battery.
They should be able to get it.
Yeah.
Y'all still have somebody with eyes, like in a car, with eyes on
us?
Okay, good. Because I'm trying to, he's on the house. I'm going to have him stay on the house. If this dude hopefully leaves in the next minute or two, I'm going to stay on the car until they get him. But my battery is getting down.
I mean,
so.
If he goes, they, whichever way he goes, we'll have an unmarked watching him.
Okay.
So, Scotty, we know that there's somebody in the house.
Right.
So, what are you waiting for at this point?
We're waiting for confirmation. We don't know if it's one guy in the house or two, but we've seen a couple of cars come up. They go to the garage door. They let them in the garage door. Then the guys will get back in the car and take off, which tells us there's probably some type of drug transaction taking place. We've got one pulled over now. They're interviewing him, seeing what intelligence they can gain in the house. If maybe this guy will tell him who was in the house, who served him, or whatever, trying to just build up more PC. Or is our guy in the house, like, if he can identify him. The way they're, I mean, they obviously knew what they were doing. They pulled up to the house, went up to the garage, went in it, was in for a short time, and then they come right back out and get in their car and leave. So that's what we're waiting on, is just a little more intelligence.
Okay.
We haven't had as much activity as we had yesterday.
And you're waiting mostly because you're pretty convinced that everybody has firearms?
Yes. We want to know how many people's in that.
Right.
We want to gain as much, because yesterday we knew there were four males and a couple of females in the house. Today we don't know because they've been inside.
Okay.
Everybody, the drug deals apparently are taking place in the garage today, whereas yesterday they were taking place outside in the cars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or the vehicle.
I love it when he says that. All right, we have some more activity at the house.
All right. He's coming back out the garage, going back to the van.
Trapper dude's coming out. Is it a trailer on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a concrete. Or no, it's a scrapper. He said it's going to be a trailer with scrapper stuff. Getting in the passenger seat.
Is that the suspect?
No.
Hey, you're about to have that car moving. Like they said, he's westbound.
Roll on the house, westbound.
Damn it.
Like you sure went to
straight in front of you, Ford, if you see her through the light.
Yeah, I see her. I'm going to try to parallel her. Hey, Bob, get the team ready. If that is the mom, once we pull her over, we're going to roll.
Copy.
Hey, I'm on the green van. We're on lane headed back towards Oakwood. Mom is southbound, Lindy, towards Oakwood. Copy. I'm trying to get caught up.
We get the van stopped.
Our act team's pulling it over right now. Looks like Oakwood Chevy Lane. Family. Looks like Mom is southbound on the south, right at Oakwood stop sign.
I passed it. I'll have to double back.
There's the camera. You bring us up to speed. What's going on now?
Yep, we've had a little bit of movement.
We're trying to get Mom's off, dude. Yeah, 10-4. Got eyes on Mom at the stop sign now.
Let's see if she comes this way. Yep, she's coming this way.
Going westbound, it looks like.
Yep, you're way back there.
We got somebody with her. I'm trying to get out.
I've got eyes on her. I'm ahead of her. I'm trying to slow down and see if she'll catch up. I believe that's her in the far right lane. I'm going to lose her on this hill right here. The van's going to, she's about to pass this van and see it stop.
Hey, Scotty, is that her right behind you?
No, I think that's her in the right lane back there. Just double check. It's either the right lane or the left lane.
Yeah, 10-4, I see her. She's turning right where the van is. Stand by, she continued on. She's still westbound. She's on the phone. She's passing Brookline, approaching Jordan Lane.
If it is Mom, it should be 5221, Bravo Juliet 1. Hey, she's turning up Morningside. I'm going to go ahead and stop her. All right, go ahead and roll the team up. Hey, Bob, copy.
SWAT rolling down there?
Yeah, they're going to roll the team, getting around the house. We're going to go interview Mom.
Is there another Victor unit coming over here to back up Kevin before I head up there with the team?
Yeah, we had to make a move at some point, so we saw what appeared to be another drug deal. A male
garage is coming up on the target address.
So we decided to go ahead and make a move, pull that vehicle over, talk to them.
Because they just did a drug deal there.
Yeah, we think there was a drug deal there. Uh-huh. So we're going to go over here. Okay. When they get on the house. Yeah, I'm going to go head back and get on the house. Yeah. Are you good, or you want me to stay? All right.
Hey, Mom is saying that Target is not there.
So who's she saying is there? Hey, Kevin, go ahead, since Mom knows, go ahead and interview. Find out who's in the house.
Got a block from you, dummy. Scotty, I'm pulling a driver now. Alright, breach door. Be mindful, the garage may be unlocked as well.
So they just went inside?
I think they breached the door. We had the search warrant, yep. Okay. They probably used Linda to breach the door. It's got that ram on the front.
Okay. And now we're approaching the scene.
Yep. So they used the truck to breach the door. You see the boom on it?
Uh-huh.
Door breach, K-9.
We're going to go on the
We've got movement
right
in the house. Just let you know. We copy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Come down behind me and get behind this wheel.
That sounds like
this is the Huntsville Police Department in the U.S. Marshal Service. Come out with your hands up.
So our target wasn't in there. His brothers were in there. His dad was in there. We've got the mom pulled over. So now they're about to execute the search warrant, see if there's any guns. Since we know he was living here, they admitted he was here up until about a week ago, which is about the time the shooting occurred. So now we're just waiting to execute the search warrant, and we'll interview everybody, see what intel we can gain from them.
So it seems like he ran as soon as the shooting. Will the family members know where he is?
Oh, they know where he is at. Whether they tell us or not is a whole different...
But they know where he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. He's a young kid, 19. They're going to know where he is. But we're going to let the search warrant take place first and see what comes of it before we interview anybody. Because HPD want to interview him first. So they're about to go in and execute the search warrant now.
So they got about... The SWAT team comes out and about
six
Huntsville PD investigators are going to go in and search the house.
Yeah, look for the weapon used. Or
I can see why. Yesterday those kids hooded up.
Yeah.
Their face, I mean, they're brothers, right?
Yeah.
So okay. They're about the same height.
When they said they had one in that back room, I'm like, oh, that's going to be him. Then they came out and it was that guy. Like,
that's all right.
Yeah, he's bringing mom back.
Mom's gonna come back. That's daddy over there. He's
really?
Peach.
Oh, the one that was hiding in there?
Yeah.
Still?
He wasn't hiding.
He was asleep.
He's asleep.
He didn't hear y'all hit the door.
Yeah. Or announce the search warrant going through.
Yeah. He was asleep. He paid
for it. So now, since he was not in the house, who pays for the repair?
They do.
The occupants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
we had the search warrant, we had the warrant.
They refused to let us in.
Yeah. So
they can file a tort claim, but most likely get denied.
Yeah. Which, all honesty, it's probably some nails, and it's not a whole lot. It's going to cost them to fix that up.
Yeah. I just drove her.
She is obviously in shock and desperately wanting to hard charge on into the situation.
You said our kids, what? He does not stay here. He be in Madison. I don't even know who he hangs with. He be with this person, that person, low. I don't even know these folks. They got nicknames and shit. Attempted murder? This is told him he was in Madison. He didn't say whereabouts. I didn't even ask him. You know, these kids be grown. They do what they want to do. So I can't do nothing, you know?
So
Just give me a little time, please.
Okay, so let's say 2 to 3 o'clock.
I don't get off work to 2 when I'm supposed to be staying at 4. Well, this, I'm not staying. Okay, I can't
go home. Because this is the thing. And I don't mean to sound crazy, but you don't want the wrong people.
I know. I'm so worried.
I'd rather work with my... This is TFO Henderson with the US Market. Okay. I'd rather we don't mind meeting you somewhere at PSC or something. And we need to get this done as soon as possible. It needs to happen today, okay? Because hear me out. Listen to me. You know me, right? You know me.
I know your family.
Okay.
Your mom.
All right. So listen.
That wasn't the first number you typed in. No, that wasn't the first one.
That's the number right here. Somebody else had called me.
Right.
My son.
No, but you typed in a 256, like 588 or 544, something like that.
588? 588?
No, I know, but you typed it in and then deleted it and then put that one in.
I ain't delete nothing. 588?
I want
you. Look. Okay. There's nothing coming up. Okay. It's on
588
in my phone.
Did
I don't
you
know.
Is
he? I'm not even Facebook friends with him, but he's gonna call me for the day I'm with. Trust me. Yeah, he's gonna call me. Y'all just please, just be patient. I'm gonna get him down there. Because I don't want him hurt, okay?
This is the thing, but we will be patient. But what's gonna happen is you got every local police officer, every Madison County Sheriff's Office, every FBI TFO, every U.S. Marshal TFO, every ATF TFO. You got all these federal agencies out here in state looking for him, okay? And we want it to be peaceful as fuck. I promise you, dude. Okay. Ain't nothing like a peaceful somebody just giving up.
But that happened the other day.
The wrong? You're going
to... I ain't leave me alone. I don't want to talk. Everybody calling me.
Send them a voice call. Can you do me a favor? Can you try to call him one more time?
Yes, I will.
Try to call him a couple times.
I
know sometimes when I'm calling
you. Let me call you back. Too much going on. Okay, bye. I'll call you. Bye. I'm sorry. I'm just yelling at you.
You're about to pull your wig off.
Baby, y'all don't want to see me. Y'all ain't ready for that. I got to get myself together because I don't even know if I can go back to work right now. My son. Oh, my God. Now I got to worry about him going to jail. I got to worry about somebody doing something to him. He just got got this phone though right here.
I was gonna say, what about his other phone?
This is the number he had right here. This is the number right here. It's the same number, it's just a different phone. Because he dropped it, it's the same number.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Seriously, y'all. Look, I'm a good mother. I cannot control these folks once they get a certain age. But what I will do, I will get him down there, because one thing about it, I love my son, and I don't want nothing to happen to him. I don't want nobody, none of y'all to hurt him, and I don't want nobody else to hurt him. Is he not going to talk to my son, or I still can't talk to him?
Just a second, because we got other issues right now we're trying to get resolved.
What's going on?
They found some stuff on the search warrant, so we're...
Some what?
They found some drugs.
Some drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus.
So we're...
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what they told me. So.
What?
It's heroin and cocaine.
49.
I know I haven't been doing this enough yet, because I still believe everyone.
Oh my gosh. What she's not lying about is she wants to do it on their terms and turn him in herself, which is okay. I mean, if it works, right? If not, we'll do it our way. So.
Yeah. So the suspect was not at the house.
Correct. There was the suspect was not at the house. There were several males there. One of them actually had a state felony probation warrant, so they went ahead and decided to take him on to jail. And like I said, the suspect was not there, but there was, of course, from what we were seeing, there was cocaine and heroin in the house. So they recovered that, and we interviewed the family members trying to develop information as to his location. Of course, nobody wanted to give that up, but they did want to try to talk to him and get him to turn himself in, which is very common. So the mom did say enough to let us know that she's going to try to get him in as early as today, which tells us he's probably still around somewhere. He's just choosing not to stay at that home.
And what do you think the odds are of that actually happening?
100% her trying to get him to turn himself in.
You think so?
Yeah, she's going to try. I'm not saying that endeavor is going to be successful, because he ultimately makes the call, right? He's the one that is looking at going to jail. But I definitely think she's going to definitely try to help and get him to turn himself in.
Now, he shot that guy how many days ago?
It was on the 31st, so today's the 10th, so okay. 11 or so.
And you think in 11 days, is it because she acted quite surprised?
Correct.
That, oh, murder? What? You know, like, so she, what do you think the odds are that she actually was hearing this for the first time?
I don't doubt her on that. I wouldn't doubt her on that. It probably is the first time, because, of course, most kids don't run and tell. Now, she may hear things through the street and those kind of things, but I don't think she would have necessarily known he would have done it. I doesn't matter now. She knows that he's got the warrant now, right? And so now everything's kind of on her end. We'll keep looking and we'll keep doing what we do, and hopefully she will come through. She's very concerned with her son being injured by us or regular police or whatever. So I think she's got all intent in the world of trying to get him, convince him to turn himself in. I just don't know that he will do that. Sometimes it happens. Very, very slim amount of times it happens, but it does happen. So we can't. Hopefully we're going to give her a shot and see what happens.
Cut to February 27th. It's about two and a half weeks after the shooting occurred, and the alleged shooter's mother promised to have him turn himself in. We have Hendo, who is a task force officer with the Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force, to finish the rest of the story.
So you put your trust in mom, and what did you think was going to happen?
in the beginning, I was 50-50. The more the time went on, I was very much of, she's not going to help us. Because I kind of gave her, you know, I was like, hey, look, even if you don't hear anything from them, you know, call me at this time. We'll kind of see where we're at, and then we'll get a new game plan. We'll try and do something from there.
Right.
Completely blew me off. She didn't call me back. I tried to reach out to her. Phone's going straight to voicemail. So, you know, several hours had gone by this past, and we had given her a very fair window.
Right.
Trying to at least open some line of communication, and it just didn't happen.
Right. Okay. So that night comes.
And I get a phone call from an unknown number. Obviously, I'm going to answer it at this point because we know what's going on. And it is actually a local bail bondsman that's in the city. And speaking with the bail bondsman, she said, hey, I'm calling on behalf of, you know, this guy's mother.
Right.
And she's telling me that he is with some girlfriend in Tennessee, and he plans on turning himself in early this morning. And I'm going to handle all the paperwork with the bonding and everything else. And I just want to let you know it's going to be taken care of. In this example, we knew that this guy's bond was set at $60,000, which is pretty substantial to, you know, for, you know, for me to you.
Well, okay. So just to put a pin in that for a second, we watched, it's not like it was alleged. We watched the video. He was trying to murder this guy.
Right.
And he has a violent history with firearms, and that is worth 60,000.
Right.
Just to kind of put this in perspective, if you have a trafficable amount of drugs,
right,
what have you seen the bonds for that?
I would say the average, probably about 100,000, and the highest probably 1.5 million.
Okay. That's for having drugs, mm-hmm. and for attempted murder, it's 60,000. I know nothing about the bonding system. I know a little bit about the legal system, and that seems topsy-turvy to me.
It doesn't make sense. And that leaves us, you know, that leaves all of us frustrated and all of us scratching our heads at the end of the day sometimes. And we
so much effort goes into catching a guy for attempted murder, and you're telling me he's going to bond out.
Oh, 100%.
As you literally turn yourself in. And then how long does it take for you to walk out the exit?
He turned himself in probably 8 o'clock that evening.
Okay.
And based on some of the stuff I can see, I think he was released around 2:30 in the morning. So we're talking 60 grand, 6 hours, you know, attempted murder.
We're not even talking 60 grand. What do you have to put up against the 60 grand?
Typically an hour area. What a typical bondsman will require is 10%, a 10% fee of the initial bond. So his mom, we told her, he said, look, this bond 60 grand. If you get a bondsman, 10%, you're looking at 6,000. But, you know, the issue becomes, especially with this bondsman, you know, if there's a personal relationship there, or if there's anything like that, you know, they might let this person out for 3,000, or they might let this person, you know, you can put up different types of property as collateral, you know, your car, even your, if you own property, your home. But, you know, she very well could have let him out for whatever she wanted to, and put him on a payment plan. Right. You know, I've seen people get released on bonds for different types of crime, maybe not severe as attempted murder, but they're paying $50 a month to their bondsman. And as long as they pay that $50 a month, they can stay out.
Right. Right. Wow. So attempted murder, huge number of people chasing this guy because he's on the run. They catch him, and probably for 6,000 or less, because we don't know.
Probably less. Yeah.
He's out.
Yep. Back on the street.
In a couple hours.
Like nothing. Yeah. Like nothing had happened.
Okay.
That's infuriating.
It is. It absolutely is. And it makes you, you know, I think every good cop sits there sometimes and questions, you know, why are we doing what we're doing, or why are things the way that they are? But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we can't focus on that because it's
right. Look, that's the system.
Here's your job. Your job is to go catch wanted, violent, dangerous fugitives.
Right. You're getting out for $6,000 or less. What do you think the odds are that you're going after the guy who identified you?
That's a real danger for that guy. And I think he knows it too, because now not only is he a danger, he's, you know, immobilized. He's going to be in a wheelchair. So if he's caught out anywhere and that guy is there again, it's going to be very difficult for him to leave and get away.
And if that guy is no longer able, for a variety of reasons, to identify him as the shooter, the case goes away.
There's a good chance that it would.
So this guy is out on bail, and presumably he now knows he can't do anything. So he leaves the life of crime and lays low for a little bit. What are the odds of that happening?
In an ideal world, that'll happen every time. The odds of that happening in this case, very slim. To the point of, I think probably after a week to 2 weeks of him being surrendering himself on the attempted murder charge, I had another a friend of mine contact me and ask, "Hey, were you looking for this guy a couple weeks ago? I've got, you know, a nickname, but I'm not sure about everything else." And I told him, "Yeah, that's you know, this person. He was wanted for the attempted murder, and you know, we went to his mom's house, and he said that he had actually had contact with him through some different channels of an investigation that he was working, and now he's a person of interest in another criminal investigation."
So there's a potential he's going to get arrested again anyway.
Yes.
All right. It's very frustrating, but I think everybody, you know, needs to understand, because I certainly didn't, how exactly the system works.
All right, Hendo, we really appreciate the explanation and for the update on the case.
No, thanks for having me, Chris. It's awesome to be here. Some of the people that have sat in this chair that I've listened to, it's just an honor to be on here, so I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And if you like what we're doing at Chasing Evil, and I really hope you do, it would really help us if you would leave us a 5-star rating, write us a glowing review, tell your friends, subscribe to the channel. All these things really help to let others know that we're around. So thank you very much. And finally, Chasing Evil is produced with the cooperation of the United States Marshals Service and contains interviews with current and retired employees, as well as other persons. Opinions, positions, and views expressed by any of them may not reflect the official views, positions, or policies of the United States Marshals Service. Be safe, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.